listening to KGFN, Grossmont College Radio, home of the Griffin.
Flame Out of Pilots' new coming album that's coming out. It's about time. And so it's coming out in August, but you can get a copy of it already, right?
Yeah, if you want to get a copy of it, like at one of our shows, you can get it. But we're really gonna push it like around August once we release it on all the different stores.
How long have you guys been around? Actually, how long have you guys been playing together?
The band Flame Out of Pilots started with me and Kyle, or Kyle and myself, mm-hmm. Back like about 4 or 5 years ago. We started it like in high school. Kyle and I, we were friends, and then we like. We're playing together and then been through so many different band members. Kyle started off as just a singer, and then I played like rhythm guitar, and like, you know, we were, you know, younger, so like people quit the band for, because like I don't like him, so like they just quit for stupid reasons. And so Kyle ended up going to bass and singing, and then I ended up being the only guitar player and singing, and then so now like the band has developed to having like two front men, Kyle and myself, as like, you know, the singers. He plays bass, I play guitar, and then we had a drummer. And we've been through several drummers, and then now we found the right one, hopefully. I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Ray's over there sitting on, I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so, too. And
I know Ray won't let us down, so.
I've only been with the band for about a month and like a week or something like that.
Yeah, but yeah. And then we've had a couple shows with Ray, and he's just blown us away. He's just been really like.
So
on it.
Was Rock the Quad your first show with the band?
Yeah, actually, yeah, that was my first show with Playing Without a Pilot.
Wow, I couldn't tell. I really couldn't tell.
Good.
So I think you guys have met your match then, maybe, because yeah. I really like when you guys were playing that show. I really wasn't able to tell that it was your first show with the band. And that's pretty impressive.
Well, that's a good thing. And if anybody wants to look, there's a video on our MySpace page of that show here.
Oh, that's right. There's a Rock the Quad video on the Playing Without a Pilot page. It's on Dan Hauer on the Photogenics page. It's on the Art of is it on the Art of Recordings page too?
Yeah.
It's on the Art of Recordings page too. So make friends, people. Make friends if you're not already.
But yeah, it's awesome. We found Ray, and he's such a great drummer, and he has such a great live presence, and it just like forces Kyle and I to step it up in a whole different way on stage and in the band. So when we play live, it's just like we had so much tighter together than we've ever been.
Yeah, I was blown away, and it was a good set. I really enjoyed your set at Rock Quad, and thanks for coming out and playing that show, by the way. It really helped us out, and it turned out, I was told that it was the best Rock the Quad that this school's ever seen.
Well, that's
so
good. That's probably because we all played in it.
That just sound not to be modest or anything.
No, to be modest, yeah. But anyway, so is there another track you guys want to get to on the record?
Let's do, since we've done two with Kyle singing, let's do one with myself. I think track 9, Song For You.
Song For
yeah,
You.
Song For You is a good song.
Song For Everybody. Yeah.
All right, it's Song For You on KGFN, The Localizer.
Classic Revolution.
So you guys are releasing your CD with Playing Without a Pilot August 7th.
Yeah, we're neck and neck right there. We're trying to get like some dates booked for August, and you know, kind of coincide with the push of our album release and stuff like that. And yeah, it should be fun. The Playing Without a Pilot, they're a great live band, and we're really excited to go on tour with them. And also a couple of our friends' bands like Stereo Summer. You know, whoever wants to come along is more than welcome to. And hang out, have fun.
Yeah, it sounds like the Art of Family is a pretty tight little family. And
yeah, well, actually, how I met Roland was through another artist that LAD, who you know, we've been friends for a while, and they met at Grossmont College, right, the media program here. Yeah, so that's how I know Roland, because Roland would come over to Drew's house, and you know, at the time we weren't living together, but you know, we lived down the street, and you know, I watched like the first tracks being recorded, like Just Another Day, and I was, you know, like Roland really helped Drew. Like Drew had all kinds of lyrical talent, but you know, needed kind of the production that Roland's able to offer. You know, Art Up Recordings, and you know, produce Playing Without a Pilot, produce our record. You know, can't say enough about him. He helps out so many people in San Diego. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, he's helped me out a little bit too. So,
what's he doing for you?
Oh, he's done quite a bit, and he helped me out with Rock Quad a lot for sure. And
those lonely nights at the radio station.
Oh yeah, those lonely nights at the radio station, and working on a project at my house for philosophy. That was a little interesting. So, all right, so we got the record. Is there a song on here that stands out above the rest? Is there a song that I need to play for sure?
Yeah, I mean, most people that I've listened to it, say like the first three. I mean, we were really wanting to push Sex Craze. I think that was kind of the plan. But I Say is a good song. That was the last song we put on the record, and we had to put it first because you know, it's the shortest, and it's kind of, you know, kind of upbeat song. So we wanted to kind of get people into it with that, and you know, follow up with Sex Craze. We want that to be played on a 91X, 94.9, K Rock. You know, doing our best to get that one out there. And Swimming Away is actually like kind of a crowd favorite.
All right.
And I don't know, it's a little bit too long for the radio, but you know, it's like six and a half minutes. But it's definitely, I think it's my favorite song to play. It's like I have a kind of attachment to that song. So.
All right, well, this is college radio. We can do whatever the hell we want around here.
Awesome.
So we'll play both of them. Sick. So we're going to start out with Sex Craze, and then we'll get to Swimming Away after that. It's KGFN, The Localizer.
Yeah, you can definitely get a copy of the record. I don't know exactly what we're doing, because I know Playing Without a Pilot, they're kind of holding off on their album sales until they can start playing shows and really make that push in August.
Right.
You know, for us, if you like our band, definitely be willing to sell you a CD before then. So.
Well, yeah, I have one, so I don't see why other people can't get one.
No, exactly. Yeah, you definitely can get one.
All right. Well, then you guys aren't playing any shows coming up. Anytime soon, are you?
Not as a band. Right now, our lead singer, Jake Skolnick, he's out at NYU right now. He's in New York getting his master's at NYU for music business.
Oh, wow.
And he's playing shows out there on the East Coast, all over New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. He went to Chicago to play a couple shows that weekend, I don't know, like March, April, something like that.
And, all right.
Yeah, so he's doing his thing, like he's keeping warm, keeping fresh, and Roland actually has got my band in the studio 3 days a week now, practicing, getting ready for tour in August. You know, we're going to kick up the practices, you know, the closer we do get to August, but, you know, I'll staying fresh. We all want to be really good for tour, and, you know, we expect to see a lot of people because I think, you know, we're playing so far out in advance that, you know, we can kind of get a lot of people at our shows. And
get it promoted, and yeah, definitely, it's... Sounds like it'd be a fun time and a good show to go to. You got any other tracks on here that we should play?
Yeah, I think definitely I-States.
I-States? So we'll play the first track. You said it's the shortest track on the album.
Yeah, it is, which is just above 4 minutes. So.
Well, you never... See, I've had... The last band I had in here was a band called No One Home, and none of their songs are shorter than 5 minutes, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. Our song structure is definitely weird because we have that pop vibe, but I don't think we have a song with less than like five parts in it. So it takes like a while to get through them all, you know.
Yeah. So this is called I-States. It's the Plastic Revolution on KGFN, The Localizer.
Yeah, I look in the motherfucking house, just wanna say what's up, y'all. Hope it's ever feel really good.
Feeling great.
Nice.
Yo, check
it out. Hoping you have a good day on this nice sunny after.
Like this.
Yo, I had an idea and it came out
like this.
Billy hooked the track and it goes
like this.
Roland engineered and it sounds
like this.
Drew wrote the verse and it came out
like this.
Like
this.
But I met up with Roland in 2005 in actually Jim's class. Anybody know Jim? Over at the MediaCom building.
Uncle Jim. Everybody knows Uncle
Jim,
Jim here.
Yeah. And then we started the project. We just kind of got together one day and was like, oh, we should, you know, do some do a song real quick, see how it turns out. That's blossomed into an EP, which then became an LP, which is now LAD Illogic. We have like 27 something tracks that we recorded in the past like 3 years. We've kind of narrowed it down to maybe like 16 or 15. I don't know. Me and Roland are still kind of going back and forth on like, no, this song, we're going to keep it. No, I don't want this song. No, we're going to keep it. And then you're always your own worst critic and that kind of thing too. So we've been trying to really narrow that down and just kind of get that in that, get the distro going right now. We're in the process right now of just getting it out there and getting the CD pressed and, just doing shows and trying to get it out there, man.
Sounds good. So when do you think it'll be out?
I'd say the latest, by the end of the summer. We're just kind of going through some, like, you know, like technicalities with the CD cover and the artwork and all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, we've already got a guy lined up. Once we get a meeting with him and then just got to put in an order for some CDs. But, you know, thanks to good old Uncle Sam and the stimulus and tax returns and shit, we got some money. Oh, excuse my language. And we got some money together, so.
You got to love that stimulus.
You got to love that, man. I mean, I still haven't got it yet, but, you know, I'm hoping on it. So it's pretty much I better get it, so. Yeah.
We got to. Sad thing is you gotta use money to make money, so
that's what's up though. Yeah, so we've just been snowballing all the money we made from shows and stuff and putting it back into the record. So
all right, so how about we get to a track? It's called, the first track we wanted to play is called Don't Know Why.
Yeah, Don't Know Why. This one's we recorded this is big ups to Billy on the beat on this one.
All right, so it's Don't Know Why on KHFN The Localizer. Don't know why I need you so the way I do. No. But I know the reason must be wrong. Where you at? Oh, no, yeah, ah. Work it out, work it out. Work it out, nah. Work it out, nah. Work it out. Hey, what's up? This is Dan Hauer from Dan Hauer and the Photogenics. I'll be coming out with my debut record, X's and O's, on R-Dub Recordings this summer. But until then, you can catch me in the Photogenics online at myspace.com/DanHauerMusic. You're listening to The Localizer on KGFN Grossmont College Radio, home of the Griffin. It's like a lion and an eagle, but with more school spirit.